Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, my friend.
This is a good one. This is a good one. I like this show we're going to have today. We're still in the middle of this next wave of the pandemic, and we're hearing more and more issues in long-term care facilities. People who are aging, we're still hearing more issues, and outbreaks are happening. These are concerns that people have. We're going to address some of the biggest concerns in this province, and there is a solution. There is a solution to this problem of long-term care in this province and across this country, and we're going to bring a special guest to talk about that, so I'm really excited to know about that solution today.
Awesome. This notion of aging, quality of life, and everything else is such an important topic. We've been talking about this for 10, 11, 12 years now, I guess it is, right? It just keeps marching on. But we got to talk about, there's a number of aspects that we have to talk about because markets influence emotional state, they influence capacity, financial capacity to spend, to support healthcare, to do all of these different things, right? And so, you know, we kick off a new year with a continuation, I think, of what we were starting to see at the end of last year, right? So although we've rolled the calendar over, financially, Faisal, I don't think we've rolled the narrative over.
Correct.
The narrative's the same.
Correct.
Right? We're in a very interesting environment. I think it's going to be, we've got two big issues that we've got to face, the variant itself, Omicron, and how's it going to impact global markets. And of course, now we've got the US Fed, which I think is the real issue, and the rising interest rates and inflation. All of those things, of course, we knew about before Christmas. But it's interesting to see the market trading in the early part of the new year, right? I was characterizing it at the end of last week as confusing. The market's confused. It's price action tells me people aren't quite sure. They're repositioning. They're trying to figure out what's going on. There's so much happening in the first week. It was fascinating. Pre-markets told us different stories than what happened during the day and how the close ended. Fascinating amount of action in the market.
I'm calling this week in the markets, they're guesstimating. They're guesstimating what's going to happen. We have seen the 10-year U.S. Treasury trade in bond world a significant move.
Oh, huge.
Significant move. Now, what people have to understand when it comes to this 10-year Treasury, why it's so important, is that's what's determined as the risk-free rate. Mm-hmm. The U.S. government bond for 10 years is considered the risk-free rate. If you can get 1.75% risk-free, everything else measured against that as risky. Mm-hmm. If you want 2%, add on risk.
Right.
If you want 3%, 5%, 10%, you're adding on more and more risk. And how much risk are you willing to take when you have these headwinds, such as inflation, such as this new variant, and another one coming out of South France and Western Africa that people aren't really focusing on. That's coming out down the pike. So there's another wave possibly coming. So you've got the variant, you've got inflation, you've got the Fed. If they make a mistake, now we got rising interest rates happening sooner, most likely in March, according to the bond market. Now this is risk. So do I take the 1.75% for 10 years, or do I take on more risk? And now people are saying, I don't know, so let's guesstimate what we're going to do. Right. And here comes the shift.
Absolutely. And that's the price action that you see every day. Right?
We haven't heard too much panic yet. And it's coming. I think people are going to panic. I think institutions, when we talk to them, they're pretty calm. They're letting this play out. We talk to retail, individual investors. The panic button hasn't been pressed yet, but they're getting closer and closer to pressing that button. And I can see that with the volatility index.
Yes.
I can see that with what they're buying, where the volume of retail investors are going to. I can see that people are seeing that cash is the best option right now for many retail investors. When you have inflation at 4% plus, you lose money right away by keeping in cash.
Right.
You don't even have a chance.
Guaranteed loss, yeah.
It's a guaranteed loss. So how do you beat inflation? How do you beat the growth numbers that you need in your plan for your retirement? Those are the issues that are coming up, and people are going to press that panic button soon.
Well, you know, you made a really interesting point there, because a number of conversations I've had just prior to Christmas and at the start of the new year has to focus on inflation. So there was a research report that came out just this past week talking about 87% of Canadians are focused on inflation. They're more concerned about inflation than rising interest rates. That's interesting of itself. But in talking to people, actual clients, you know, they're trying to balance off. If I got to protect against inflation, inflation is going to be running at 4 to 6%, you know, not my numbers, but this particular conversation. How do I do that? And am I prepared to take on more risk to try to do that? Or am I prepared to go to zero risk and guarantee a loss? Where do I fit in that spectrum? Okay. And it speaks not to just the short term, but also the long term, right? So people, the panic button you talk about, what I fear is that people are going to get so myopic and narrow focused that they are going to make bad decisions, abandon strategies that are good, okay, that are appropriate for them, and they're going to get themselves into a problem.
It's emotive reaction.
Yeah.
And that emotive reaction, when you look at 4 to 6% inflation rate, using the numbers that you've been quoted by clients who are concerned about this, is it 4 to 6% forever?
Right.
And normally you get a no, it's not going to be forever. Well, for how long?
Right.
Let's start talking time frame here.
Right.
How long do you think the central banks are going to let inflation roll 4 to 6%? Or they're going to calm it down by raising inflation interest rates, and therefore we're going to go into a recession.
Yeah.
Well, that's a heavy movement if we're going to go into recession. From a high inflation rate to raising interest rates to recession, what other indicators will tell you that we're going to go into a recession?
Right.
Yeah. What else has to happen? Let's talk about manufacturing, higher. Let's talk about exports in Canada, higher. Let's talk about spending of the consumer. Look at the U.S. consumer.
Yeah.
Do not underestimate them. And look what's happening in the backdrop behind that. When you have rising prices for labor, they're going to spend more money.
Yeah.
This is an interesting balance that people are looking at so narrow, like you mentioned, about inflation, which I think is a problem.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of it's going to be sticky, it's going to stay on, and a lot of it's going to fall off. But as we continue this short-term viewpoint, you make long-term decisions based on today. No different than people made long-term decisions by renovating their entire house to work from home, only to realize that they might have to go back to the office pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah, or sell their house and move or do all of those things.
You know,
the timing and the sequence of events is also important.
Yeah.
Right? And I think people have to, again, this speaks to strategy versus that short-term thinking, right? The choppiness in the markets can be created by any number of things, but it can also be created by the timing of when things happen. So, for instance, if you're looking at economics and you think that the economy generally is reopening and things are good and businesses will continue to earn and those earnings will go up, okay? But we don't get earnings reports for another 6 to 8 weeks. But now inflation starts to spike and we're fearing interest rate increases. So if the fear of interest rate increases comes before the earnings increases, that has a different market reaction than if earnings increases came before the fear of interest rate increases, right? So the short term can influence that trading action. But on balance, what happens this year, next year, and over that longer term strategy becomes critically important to how you position. And don't get caught on the wrong side of something.
And there's two superpowers to handle through all of this that we've been talking about time and time again. And those two superpowers, when you go through this type of a market condition, is structure and discipline.
Yep.
And when you show that in a process, when you show that using, we call it the five pillar investment strategy, those different pillars will provide you the structure and the discipline to weather through this type of storm. And so we're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, January 18th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
My friend, our population is aging. We're aging, not you, but I'm aging, right? Issues that seniors are facing are growing in complexity with the pandemic. We're going to talk about all those issues and the solutions to those issues after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.